This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Consider all the lies that the left have told that are starting to come to the fore. You got to be appalled. How can you be a leftist? Seriously, how could you be a Democrat? How could you want to be a part of that party? I mean, forget the fact that they're the party of the lynching of Negroes. Forget the fact that they're the party of the lack of civil rights of black people, even to this day. Forget the fact that they are the party of dejection, demoralization. They are the party that tells people what they cannot be in a country where it was built on the American spirit and people believing they could be whatever they want to be. What have they touched and done well? The education, is that good? The environment? Really? If you think that a leftist gives a crap about the environment, you don't know leftism. Oh, we're going to save the whales. We're going to do this. Let me tell you what saved the whales. Kerosene. Kerosene, that a guy figured out in the mid-1800s how to make a cheap version of oil out of a petroleum product. He made a cheap version. It was flammable. You didn't want to kick over the lantern, but it saved the whales. It also saved the forest. Gasoline, dirty energy, saved the forest. I'm just telling you, these are the facts. Technology, folks. The technology it took, pardon me, to create kerosene saved the whales. The technology it took to drill a hole in the ground and get oil out and refine it so that you could, you know, create energy sources other than blubber and lumber saved the forest. The technology that it took to take electronics and shrink them down that gives everybody in their hand the power of computing that 40 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, took rooms, took buildings. And talk about electricity use of the grid. Do you know when you charge your cell phone, you're charging up a bank of computers and memory that used to sit on acres of land and needed its own grid? I could go on. Technology, these are the things that's just saving America. It isn't leftism that's saving us. And let me tell you, if back in the day, if we had Facebook and Twitter, they would have kicked off the dudes that drill for oil in Texas and where Spindletop was. They would have accused the guy making kerosene of being a pyromaniac or something, wanting to set the world on fire. Who knows? So let me ask you this. What happens to Facebook and Twitter when they learn that the people they kicked off were speaking the truth and the people they've allowed to stay on were the real liars? Is Congress going to look into this? Are they going to reinstate people like myself? Are they going to be forced to? Are they going to look at the rules of how these people can arbitrarily determine what's truth and what's not? Sarah Palin's back in the news. I think, you know, she got a divorce. I think she did. And I don't know. She's dating somebody. I don't keep up with her. I think Sarah Palin did such a bad job of marketing herself. I don't know who was handling her, but boy, if I would have been her publicist or strategist, she'd be one of the biggest names. She'd still be relevant. But anyway, she is in the news because the news, the New York Times, and their opinion pages, the editor, James Bennett, he admitted that the reason why they're able to sue, why Sarah Palin was able to sue and is going to win, is his fault. He's falling on the sword. This is my fault, right? He says, I wrote those sentences and I'm not looking to shift the blame for anyone else. I want that for the record. He wants to appear to be a stand-up guy. Now, here's what Mediaite said, who's a lefty rag. But they said, Palin is suing the Times for defamation over a June 2017 editorial titled America's Lethal Politics. The editorial was published in the wake of a shooting of several Republican members of Congress during a softball game and tied that event to the 2011 shooting of then-Rep. Gabby Giffords of Arizona, an attack that killed six people and left Giffords with a traumatic head injury. Palin took objection to the piece, as it blamed her for inciting the horrific shooting of Gifford, the wife of Mark Kelly, the guy that's now our senator in Arizona that never should have been elected. He got elected on a cheat. The article argued that an image published on Facebook by Palin's PAC that showed Gifford's district under crosshairs helped to inspire Gifford's shooter. Now, I just want you to understand the level of stretch that they, the New York Times did. Now, the very next day, the New York Times posted a correction and said, you know, we're very sorry. We didn't mean to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Now, over the past couple of days, we played a clip of CNN and all the fake news that these people have spun since the time of Trump, beginning with Russian collusion and ending with some Wu flu nonsense. Mask work. Get vaccinated. Whatever. I've spent the better part of 20 months debunking almost anything that the left has put in front of us with respect to Wu flu, with respect to climate change. Think about it. AOC says we have 12 years to live. They don't say a word. They promote it. Right? And then she backtracks. Well, maybe I isn't that and we can make changes and da da da. Who knows what nonsense. But they didn't kick her off. What about the hypocrites? Don Lemon, AOC, they go down to Florida. They hang out after they come on TV and talk about mask this and get vaccinated and all these other things. And then they go down to Florida. And by the way, many, many hundreds, if not thousands more New Yorkers, all these mask Nazis and vax Nazis going to the free states of Florida and Texas and others, escaping their states. They say, we're the purveyors of fake news, folks. We're the ones putting out these conspiracy theories. It's really funny to me how all these conspiracy theories seem to be true. We got a lot to talk about today. Donald Trump has come out with some things that I think the guy needs a strategist. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. And then I want to also talk to you about more positioning by the media to try to make it appear as though the Republicans are in disarray, specifically Trump and DeSantis. But on closing this segment, I just want you to understand as you listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, we're not fake news. We are opinions. We want to hear people's opinions. We're not afraid of debating those opinions. That's why we're good Americans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There is hope for Donald Trump and a major issue where he screwed up, and that has to do with the Wu Flu vaccines. Operation Warp Speed, where Donald Trump wants so badly to take credit for what happened with that. The idea that he saved lives. But see, Trump's caught up in, I got rid of the bureaucracy. And I brought this stuff to market, to bear. But he's losing sight of the bigger picture, which is, you didn't have to do it. Hydroxychloroquine would have worked. Ivermectin would have worked. They tricked him into doing it, and he continued to take credit for it until he ran into Candace Owens. And I will give Candace Owens credit, because she interviewed him and called him out on it. Now, I've been calling him out on it long before. I'm not trying to get into a battle here. If, you know, she may have thought it at the same time I did. But I guess what I'm getting at is, if he had interviewed with me, I would have called him out on it. I would have said, look, dude, you did a lot right, but you got suckered. You got suckered into this whole Wu Flu nonsense. You were on track. You said it originated in China. You let them back you off of that. Oh, you kept saying China for a bit, but they backed him off of it. Then you bought into the idea that we had to rush to market some cures when you were already getting data that suggested otherwise. And you let that occur. And it was all done for political positioning. For the first time in Trump's life, he started looking at polls. And I don't know, some people around him, well, we got to follow it. Follow your instincts. Follow your guts. Let me tell you what candidates do. I'm going to give you some strategy, some strategery 101 here. Talk about George Bush. Give me some strategery. Never lose sight of who you are. People come to run people's campaigns. I've seen it over a decade, more than that. And here's what happens. The candidate is who they are. And within a month of bringing in the D.C. bureaucrats, they forget who they are. They don't know how to give a speech. Everything sounds like, well, you know, we're going to do policy. We're going to build that wall. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Whatever, man. Let me tell you something. I don't care about building a wall. But what I do care about is when an illegal comes over here and sucks off of the body politic, takes advantage of us, our education system, slows my kids down, takes advantage of the healthcare system to the point where I can't even get it, takes advantage of all the other things that the society gives to them without even looking to give anything back. And oh, what happens when one of my friend's daughters loses or, you know, gets raped or loses her life over some illegal? And what about the human trafficking? So in other words, how about we start focusing on the real emotional content of what's going on with these decisions that get made? You know why Wu Flu failed? It ultimately will fail. Oh, it was a heist. But it will ultimately not accomplish what they wanted to accomplish is because it was too human. It humanized things. There were too many people having their hearts enlarged and dropping on the soccer field and the basketball field and the football gridiron. There were too many people telling stories about losing their babies, losing loved ones, age 50, age 40, after getting the vaccine. There were too many stories that were humanizing it, and we weren't letting it go. Despite what they wanted us to, we weren't letting it go. And Candace Owens called Trump out and says, look, you are so caught up. I don't know if she put it this way because I didn't see the interview, but I know she did call him out. But essentially, you're so caught up in trying to say, I got rid of bureaucracy. I've made all this happen. I'm the one that, quote, saved millions of lives or whatever you want to take credit for. Absolute nonsense. Donald Trump, you did not save one life. You didn't. You killed people. And what you were on the right track, and you let people talk you out of it. That's not what leaders do. Leaders lead. And they say, you know, I don't give a crap about your polls. I'm not going to let people take poison. Remdesivir, killing people. These COVID protocols. And in hospitals getting credit for labeling people as dying from it, which skewed the numbers and essentially bilked the public out of billions, no, trillions of dollars. And you want to take credit for that? There's nothing to take credit for. And then what did Trump do next? He started, oh, we're going to, I'm going to give you my endorsement. I don't know who was around him saying, hey, let's endorse this guy. Let's endorse this woman. You know what Trump's doing right now? He's trying to undo many of these endorsements. They get an endorsement, they get elected, then what does Trump do? Oh, that guy never should have given him, never should have endorsed him. You're exactly right. You never should have endorsed him. Who's around you giving you dossiers on these people? Trump doesn't understand. He's still surrounded by enemies. Because people giving you dossiers on people that you have to unendorse later? How about you get it right the first time? Isn't that what leadership is about? Get it right, man, especially when it comes to that. These are the people we're putting into office. Here's another one where he screwed up. This came in a memo, his message in an email. There would have been no January 6th that we know it if Pelosi had heeded my recommendation to bring 10,000 soldiers or National Guard into the Capitol. Why would he want that? You know what Trump is saying without even knowing it? He's saying, you know what? I'm going to have a million of my people converging on the Capitol. I think they're radicals, so I was recommending the National Guard come in. I don't know about you, but I was in many marches in D.C., and they didn't need any security for us. They didn't. They didn't. I mean, I'm talking about for us doing damage. I've been there when there have been over a million people in D.C. It was the most peaceful, loving. We cleaned up. What are you talking about? You recommended 10,000 troops to come in. He's bragging that it would have never happened. I wouldn't have let my conservatives go crazy. He's effectively acknowledging that we're the ones who did it. We didn't do it. The left set it up. See, this is where I get upset with Trump. Now he goes into this. And this is the last part of what I'll discuss. He sent, this is the second memo he sent out on the same day. You get a lot of mail from Trump, which for the record, it really irks me. And we send out emails and, you know, one of my friend's kids who gets my stuff, he says, you know, God, Mom, tell Kev, you know, he just sends so many emails. Okay. You don't have to read them. You would think that when you get an email, it kicks you in the naughty bits or something. You know, that it, you get a kick in your butt or it is an electric shock. Like, you get an email, all you got to do is delete it. I get so many emails. I get emails from Trump and I have not. This guy is obnoxiously emailing you. Anyway, here's the latest one that I got. Joe Rogan is an interesting and popular guy, but he's got to stop apologizing to the fake news and radical left maniacs and lunatics. How many ways can you say you're sorry? Joe, just go about what you do well. Don't let them make you look weak and frightened. That's not you. It never will be. This is what bugs me. We put so much faith in these people that don't even understand conservatism to the degree that they should. Joe Rogan should never apologize for how he does his show. I wouldn't. Do you think that the left will apologize for the way that they do what they do? It will never happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. The Department of Homeland Security also keeping their eye on that trucker convoy. The new inflation numbers are out for the month of January. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%.
The administration says they're working on controlling inflation. USA Radio News. President Biden wants to see lower prescription drug prices.
Lowering the cost of prescription drugs is important, and giving families like yours just a little bit more breathing room makes a gigantic difference.
Speaking in Central Virginia, Biden arguing Americans pay the highest prices for prescription drugs in the developed world.
It's simply wrong, especially since it doesn't cost a drug company nearly as much to make the drug.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is hope for Donald Trump in a major issue where he screwed up, and that has to do with the Wu Flu vaccines. Operation Warp Speed, where Donald Trump wants so badly to take credit for what happened with that. The idea that he saved lives. But see, Trump's caught up in, I got rid of the bureaucracy. And I brought this stuff to market, to bear. But he's losing sight of the bigger picture, which is, you didn't have to do it. Hydroxychloroquine would have worked. Ivermectin would have worked. They tricked him into doing it, and he continued to take credit for it until he ran into Candace Owens. And I will give Candace Owens credit, because she interviewed him and called him out on it. Now, I've been calling him out on it long before. I'm not trying to get into a battle here. If, you know, she may have thought it the same time I did. But I guess what I'm getting at is, if he had interviewed with me, I would have called him out on it. I would have said, look, dude, you did a lot right, but you got suckered. You got suckered into this whole Wu Flu nonsense. You were on track. You said it originated in China. You let them back you off of that. Oh, you kept saying China for a bit, but they backed him off of it. Then you bought into the idea that we had to rush to market some cures when you were already getting data that suggested otherwise. And you let that occur. And it was all done for political positioning. For the first time in Trump's life, he started looking at polls. And I don't know, some people around him, well, we got to follow it. Follow your instincts. Follow your guts. Let me tell you what candidates do. I'm going to give you some strategy, some strategy 101 here. Talk about George Bush. Give me some strategery. Never lose sight of who you are. People come to run people's campaigns. I've seen it over a decade, more than that. And here's what happens. The candidate is who they are. And within a month of bringing in the D.C. bureaucrats, they forget who they are. They don't know how to give a speech. Everything sounds like, well, you know, we're going to do policy. We're going to build that wall. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Whatever, man. Let me tell you something. I don't care about building a wall, but what I do care about is when an illegal comes over here and sucks off of the body politic, takes advantage of us, our education system, slows my kids down, takes advantage of the healthcare system to the point where I can't even get it, takes advantage of all the other things that that society gives to them without even looking to give anything back. And oh, what happens when one of my friend's daughters loses her, you know, gets raped or loses her life over some illegal? And what about the human trafficking? So in other words, how about we start focusing on the real emotional content of what's going on with these decisions that get made? You know why Wu Flu failed? It ultimately will fail. Oh, it was a heist. But it will ultimately not accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. It's because it was too human. It humanized things. There were too many people having their hearts enlarged and dropping on the soccer field and the basketball field and the football gridiron. There were too many people telling stories about losing their babies, losing loved ones, age 50, age 40, after getting the vaccine. There were too many stories that were humanizing it, and we weren't letting it go. Despite what they wanted us to, we weren't letting it go. And Candace Owens called Trump out and says, look, you are so caught up. I don't know if she put it this way because I didn't see the interview, but I know she did call him out. But essentially, you're so caught up in trying to say, I got rid of bureaucracy. I've made all this happen. I'm the one that, quote, saved millions of lives or whatever you want to take credit for. Absolute nonsense. Donald Trump, you did not save one life. You didn't. You killed people. And what you were on the right track, and you let people talk you out of it. That's not what leaders do. Leaders lead. And they say, you know, I don't give a crap about your polls. I'm not going to let people take poison. Remdesivir, killing people. These COVID protocols. And in hospitals getting credit for labeling people as dying from it, which skewed the numbers and essentially built the public out of billions, no, trillions of dollars. And you want to take credit for that? There's nothing to take credit for. And then what did Trump do next? He started, oh, we're going to, I'm going to give you my endorsement. I'm going to give you my endorsement. I don't know who was around him saying, hey, let's endorse this guy. Let's endorse this woman. You know what Trump's doing right now? He's trying to undo many of these endorsements. They get an endorsement, they get elected, then what does Trump do? Oh, that guy never should have given him my, never should have endorsed him. You're exactly right. You never should have endorsed him. Who's around you giving you dossiers on these people? Trump doesn't understand. He's still surrounded by enemies. Because people giving you dossiers on people that you have to unendorse later? How about you get it right the first time? Isn't that what leadership is about? Get it right, man. Especially when it comes to that. These are the people we're putting into office. Here's another one where he screwed up. This came in a memo, his message in an email. There would have been no January 6th if we know it if Pelosi had heeded my recommendation to bring 10,000 soldiers and National Guard into the Capitol. Why would he want that? You know what Trump is saying without even knowing it? He's saying, you know what? I'm going to have a million of my people converging on the Capitol. I think they're radicals, so I was recommending the National Guard come in. I don't know about you, but I was in many marches in D.C., and they didn't need any security for us. They didn't. I mean, I'm talking about for us doing damage. I've been there when there have been over a million people in D.C. It was the most peaceful, loving. We cleaned up. What are you talking about? You recommended 10,000 troops to come in. He's bragging that it would have never happened. I wouldn't have let my conservatives go crazy. He's effectively acknowledging that we're the ones who did it. We didn't do it. The left set it up. See, this is where I get upset with Trump. Now he goes into this. And this is the last part of what I'll discuss. He sent, this is the second memo he sent out on the same day. You get a lot of mail from Trump, which for the record, it really irks me that we send out emails. And, you know, one of my friend's kids who gets my stuff, he says, you know, God, Mom, tell Kev, you know, he just sends so many emails. Okay. You don't have to read them. You would think that when you get an email, it kicks you in the naughty bits or something. You know, that it you get a kick in your butt or it's an electric shock. Like, you get an email, all you got to do is delete it. I get so many emails. I get emails from Trump and I have not. This guy is obnoxiously emailing you. And you know what I do? I read some and I delete. If it looks like it's an advertisement, I delete it. If it's a message from him, I read it just to see what it's about. Anyway, here's the latest one that I got. Joe Rogan is an interesting and popular guy, but he's got to stop apologizing to the fake news and radical left maniacs and lunatics. How many ways can you say you're sorry? Joe, just go about what you do well. Don't let them make you look weak and frightened. That's not you. It never will be. Now, I've already told you guys, I'll tell you my Joe Rogan story. So one of my buddies knows Joe well, and he's a big Hollywood guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want, you know, people out. But he is. He's been in movies with Tom Cruise. He's made movies with Kevin Costner. He's a big name. So he calls me up. He says, Kevin, how is Joe Rogan doing? He goes, man, you are Joe Rogan on steroids. You're more intellectual. You're funnier. He went on, and I was like, wow, thank you. He's like, dude, I swear. He goes, you know me. I'm not going to. I go, I believe. He goes, Rogan is. He goes, he doesn't even go through an agent. He pulls people, 5,000 people in to see his comedy shows. He's doing it all on his own. You need to build that model. I go, I'm trying, man. But he goes, he's not. He doesn't know where he stands on things. You do. And this is where I come back to where I have this issue with Rogan. Because we are so much alike. I just don't do dope. I'm not into dope. But Rogan is apologizing, and one of the things he said is, I'm going to have a more balanced show. What are you talking about? It's your show. You have on it who you want. Joe Rogan is countering the negative. He's saying, oh, you're saying that, you know, I took a horse tranquilizer, and he has somebody on that says, no, ivermectin does this. It helps. It's shown studies that it's curing cancer and all this. Well, what's he going to? He's going to put the other side on? What, Joe? Is there not enough other information out there from these liars? If they had done that to me, let me tell you, if people, you guys know me, if they had said to me, Kevin, you have too many people on to talk about you, I would say, you get your show, you talk about what you want to talk about. I have my show, I'll talk about what I want to talk about. I'm not changing it for anybody. There's plenty of other information out there. If you want liars and scam artists and snake oil salesmen, go listen to CNN and MSNBC. There's plenty of it. This is what bugs me. We put so much faith in these people that don't even understand conservatism to the degree that they should. Joe Rogan should never apologize for how he does his show. I wouldn't. Do you think that the left will apologize for the way that they do what they do? It will never happen. See, that's just rule number one. That's conservatism 101. Don't do it. Anyway, Trump got that one. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats, easy to predict. And I'm going to give you a few examples. Not long ago, the idea was floated that Democrats might want Hillary Clinton to run again in 2024. Do you remember this? The idea, of course, is ridiculous. Hillary Clinton is toxic. But Doug Schoen, an operative of hers, went all over TV. He said, I think it'll be a great thing. I mean, look at Biden. He's slipping. They saw a kink in the armor, and they said, you know what? Let's go after Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They wanted to see who would bite. They threw a trial balloon over. They wanted to see, will America accept it? Will leftist America accept Hillary Clinton? Can we bring her from the ashes like a phoenix? And as I said on Fox one time, it went over like a pregnant pole vaulter. It didn't fly. Nobody wanted it. But media, multiple media outlets, picked up the story, tried to see if they could get some traction with it, and nothing happened. Like with Russian collusion, it turned out Hillary Clinton operatives started the rumor, and like the Russian collusion outcome, the story fizzled. It turned out not to go the way they wanted it to go. I got other examples. An older example involves my friend and idol, Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, as many of you know, I visited with Justice Thomas on my birthday, which was just accidental. I happened to be in D.C. on my birthday. But I called him up and said, hey, can I spend some time with you? And I was late. Everything that was supposed to happen conspired against me. But you know what? The 15-minute meeting that I was supposed to have with him ended up being 2 hours. And he would have talked to me all night. And we would have gone to dinner and had some drinks or whatever. But I said, I better let you get home to your wife, Jenny. But while I was there, the story had been floated that Justice Thomas might be retiring. There were rumors that this man was going to retire, and I was heartbroken. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. You can't retire, bro. This is the most right of, I mean, the most pragmatic, the guy who follows the law to the letter of the law. It, undoubtedly, our most conservative justice, and in my opinion, our best. And he said to my face in that meeting, because he brought it up when he told me, Kevin, don't trust the media. I haven't listened to the media since 1987. And I went, that's not true. He goes, that is the absolute God's truth. And I was like, man, you can't be a justice of the United States. He goes, I'd rather stay detached. So if you want to know that Justice Thomas is not being influenced by anything he hears, I can guarantee you he is not. He's not listening to the media. But he told me to my face, he says, this rumor of my retirement is completely fabricated. And I was just about to ask, he says, completely fabricated. Kevin, I've never uttered those words, not to my wife, not to friends, not even in jest. And he said to me in words that I hope give you as much comfort as it did me. He said to me, Kevin, they will wheel me out of the Supreme Court on a gurney. And he said it in that booming voice of his. Kevin, they will wheel me out of the Supreme Court on a gurney. And he enunciates everything. It was amazing. What a meeting. I wish I could have videotaped that meeting. You know what else he said? He said I was one of the most sage. What he said was, specifically, you have a way of taking complicated issues and boiling them down to their essence and delivering them in a way like no other. That was essentially the paraphrase of what he said. And I was like, can I record you saying that? He chuckled. Anyway, so the fake media lied. The fake news media lied. Justice Thomas was picking his clerks. He told me this. I'm picking my clerks for next year. They're telling you I'm retiring. Now let's get to the left's latest attempt to throw shade. A few months back, the media began dropping rumors that Governor DeSantis and Trump didn't like each other. And I remember Trump made the comment like, whatever, he blew it off. And it was, well, Trump doesn't like DeSantis' style. He thinks he's too colloquial. He's too blue collar. Well, I was like, man, everything about that story stunk on ice. And I said it. I said it on this very show. I said to you, they will use whatever subterfuge they can use to throw us off. And you know what about DeSantis? DeSantis is an absolute rock star, almost on par with Trump. He just doesn't have quite that sizzle. But see, that's exactly what Trump needs. A guy that's got the substance and who's gonna chart his own path, because he's already done it as a governor. He's got the experience. Talk about a bench. So I said, the best ticket we could possibly have is Trump DeSantis. Because the people that don't like Trump will love DeSantis. You finally get a ticket where somebody goes, they fit. Not Pence. Pence is a putz. He's a pansy. So you got a guy who can bring Florida unquestionably. He's implemented the stuff in Florida to make sure Trump doesn't get cheated. But he brings Florida. And he brings all those votes. He brings all those electoral votes. But he brings that record of performance where Trump failed in Wu Flu, DeSantis didn't. You hear where I'm going? This is amazing. So what does the left do? They have to make you believe those two are at odds. What were they trying to do? They wanted to get them at odds. Then they wanted to make us go, well, now it's going to be a choice between DeSantis and Trump. And DeSantis is going to primary Trump. DeSantis would be crazy to try that. Number one, Trump has too many people that like him. It would truly divide the party. And DeSantis knows one thing. The reason why he is where he is because he followed mostly the Trump plan. DeSantis couldn't have gotten elected if Trump hadn't supported him. He's not going to forget that. But the media wants you to believe it. And I want you to understand this. How could it be remotely possible, given how closely these two agree, that they would be at odds with one another? I call skank on this idea immediately. Because I knew the Democrats were up to their old tricks. Anybody want to debate me on this, by the way? TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. DeSantis and Trump win in a landslide. Not that Trump didn't do it before with that putz Pence, but Trump with DeSantis is the ultimate team. That is Batman, Robin to Batman. That is the Green Hornet. That is Cato to the Green Hornet. That is Tonto to the Lone Ranger. The two go together. They're like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but they're not brown and black. Now you have DeSantis. He's coming. He's saying, I get it. I'm reading this, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republicans, including himself, have the support of former President Trump. And any notion to the contrary can be attributed to media spin. DeSantis sat down in an interview with Fox News, and this is what he said. Trump is a friend of mine. Donald Trump is a friend of mine. He is proud when people do well. And it's not just me, but obviously he's a Florida resident. He appreciates the job that we've done. He told me that many times. Not only with helping the election, but just how we govern the state. They said DeSantis wouldn't say whether he would potentially take on Trump in 2024, and said anonymous sources close to Trump who said he has a dull personality could be attributed to Democrats and the media who are trying to stoke division within the Republican Party in order to reelect Biden. Democrats, let me explain something to you. I know there's some converted Democrats that listen to the program. We're not that stupid. DeSantis is a Rhodes Scholar, and if you think he's going to fall for that nonsense, let me tell you something. You must be thinking he's Hunter Biden, a crackhead, because Ron DeSantis is not going to go. Are you kidding? You see this strategy a mile away. Democrats, you got to do a better job, man. DeSantis is cut from the same cloth as Donald Trump. Both accomplished men, as unpretentious as they come. I have been around both of them. Democrats hate that Republicans have a proven leader. But let me tell you what scares the most people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They hate that we have a bench. And let me tell you who's in control of that bench. Ron DeSantis. We'll be right back. Another name who was kicked around a while back, you guys may have forgotten, Josh Hawley. Great potential candidate. We got a bench, but we got a leader, and that leader is Donald Trump, whether you like it or not. I'll leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.